He's now. The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We're going to talk about alcohol and how it has a way of both getting us excited and relaxing us, of making us happy and depressing us. So what else is it doing to our bodies and to our minds? Well, I'm joined now by a neuropsychopharmacologist from Imperial College London, Dr. Rayan Zafar. Good morning to you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Claire.
So what were you trying to figure out when you set out on the research?
So alcohol, what we know, has been used for millennia. It's one of the oldest drugs used in society. And the reason why it's been used across civilizations, across the globe, is because it works on so many different systems to make us feel the ways that we want to. And so through understanding the neurobiology of alcohol, we get to understand why we use it and why humans continue to use it at quite a wide prevalence.
So what we're trying to do is, as I say, relax ourselves, but also we're trying to excite. So in the initial stages after consumption, alcohol is performing both of those functions, is it?
Exactly. So alcohol, we like to call it pharmacologically promiscuous, and that's because it works across multiple different neurotransmitter systems in the brain. It affects our excitatory and inhibition systems in the brain, and usually after the first drink, what happens is there's a drop in the inhibition of the brain, and that allows us to be a little bit more sociable, it allows us to feel a bit more confident, less anxious. But the reason that it works is because alcohol shuts down the frontal cortex, so the part of the brain involved in decision-making. So for the first part, it might feel as though you're stress-free. It might feel as though, you know, you're able to talk more or be more confident. But after a while, what we find is that alcohol stops being socially lubricating and starts actually becoming neurologically impairing.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you can compare it to?
So alcohol sits on itself as one of the drugs compared to other recreational drugs, which really works across all systems. So when alcohol dampens down the excitatory systems in the brain, what happens is the next day there's a rebound effect, and that leads to the anxiety, that leads to the restlessness, the edginess, the wide but tired feeling that you get. But alcohol also works on systems like the body's opiate system. So that allows us to feel pain-free in the short term, but then that can lead to withdrawals the next day. It also works on the dopamine system, which gives us the motivation to want to drink more. And so often what alcohol does, unlike any other drug, is the following day in the hangover, you have this deficit across all of the body's main neurotransmitter systems. And that's why hangovers are probably one of the most, poisonous and actually quite harmful experiences that a human can choose to have.
Mm-hmm. And you say it leaves your brain feeling wired but depleted.
Wired but depleted, exactly. And that's because what alcohol does is when it reduces the way that the brain feels excitable in, so when it inhibits the brain's activity, the next day it has to come back to some level. And it's that rebound excitement that leaves you feeling that jitteriness, that anxiety. It's a very neurological and neurotransmitter-driven phenomena.
So what is the bottom line? Avoid it completely?
So I don't think abstinence is really the key here. I think what we should all be looking to do is ask ourselves the question, what are we using the drink for? And we know that people can use drinks for moments of happiness, for moments of relieving stress, sometimes in order for creativity. So instead of asking whether alcohol is good or bad in a binary way, we should ask ourselves the question, what do I want to use this drink for? And in modern society now, there are many other ways to allow us to feel the way we want to feel without a drink. So perhaps asking yourself the question, is there a way that is safer for my body or brain to get to this feeling that I'm trying to achieve?
Rayan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's Dr. Rayan Zafar.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.